You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Rodgers right to left, takes the snap, going to throw on the slant. It is caught for the touchdown at Devontae Adams. I'm Kyle Fuller, and the Packers extend the lead to 34-16.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
It's the end of July, MLB trade deadline right around the corner, but who cares? Who cares? I mean, we'll cover it. We're excited about it, right? my Cubs apparently trading everyone. We'll see if they actually do something here. But NFL front and center. Big news every single day. We're there, J-Rod. We don't need to wait till August. We don't need to get into September. It's the end of July, and the NFL is our lead just about every single day.
As it should be. It moves the needle, man. We can always talk about the NFL. Oh, you know, the NBA draft is tonight, and we're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God. Did you kind of forget the NBA draft was going down tonight?
And if you know who's going number one, who cares, right? That's the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like there's a number of reasons that not as many people are invested into the NBA draft. We'll bet it. We'll try to help you with some wagers later on this hour with Ryan McDonough. But, you know, with no real college basketball season, so many games canceled, I know not as many people are into it. All right, this is BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski and J-Rod sitting in for Joe Giglio. And we welcome in one of our favorites, Simon Hunter. At Simon Hunter Tan on Twitter. He's an NFL pro bettor. He co-hosts the Favorites podcast with Chad Millman. Simon, it's been too long, man. How are you?
Joe, how you doing, buddy? It's a rough morning over here in Jersey. We're getting hit by a bunch of storms. So hopefully my connection stays on here because we're just getting crushed right now.
Oh, man. Stay safe. Stay safe out there. All right, we're like, what, 40-some days away? 6 weeks from today is going to be the start of the NFL season, so you're perfect to have on today. And you're a regular during the NFL season. After the last one concluded, going into the offseason, we're looking for some value, right? And both of us very high on the football team and the Chargers. And as bettors, we know that we need to ignore the noise. Some of the craziness going on, don't listen too much to what the coaches are saying. However, Simon, I will say I'm getting a little concerned when I hear that the football team and the Chargers, their vaccination rate is just only 50%. And Ron Rivera came out and he blasted his players the other day. He's so upset by it. Are you wavering at all? Is it a concern in the back of your mind? Because COVID's still here.
A little bit, but after last year, I kind of think we all realized the only position that really matters is if the quarterback position is the one that gets COVID. It seemed like every team that dealt with COVID, they all survived it, unless it was a quarterback position. We saw that it definitely affected the Ravens. We saw Lamar went out with it, and he just wasn't right when he came back for the remainder of the year. So that was definitely one of those where that stood out. But for all these teams, it seems like we know most quarterbacks have gotten the shot. I mean, I know Carson Wentz, he's one of those guys, you know, that hasn't gotten it. He's if they ask you, did you get the shot? And you say, that's a personal decision. I don't want to talk about it.
100%.
That means you didn't get the shot. Yeah. So as someone that's heavily invested in the Colts, that makes me a little worried where, man, this guy might miss two games and cost his team game checks. That's a bad look. So it's tough right now where I think we did good, Joe, where we took the Chargers at 40-1 because of all the hype of Aaron Rodgers going to Denver. And we've seen that line now come down because people realized that Denver play was not the play. So for me, I still like the Charger. I still like that Washington play because I'm not – obviously the vaccine thing's not great, but it's one of those where it's really not that big of a deal unless it's going to be the quarterback that's affected.
Simon, it's Jim Rodriguez. My question is, this year, since there's going to be a 17th game, how does that play into your sort of your win totals for the year, touchdowns, receptions, yardage? How much is that a factor in the way you decide where you're going to go in terms of futures?
I would definitely say in the team totals, I've played more overs than I normally do. I like playing the unders for the season win totals just because it's mathematically, it just works out that way that most teams are going to go under. But I don't know, the bookmakers, it feels like they don't really know what to do with it either. They didn't know to add teams to add just maybe half a win or 0.25 of a percentage of a win. So to me, it was one of those where a lot of these things have moved a lot. And not that I'm saying these games are traps, but I've seen plenty of things where it's like 98% of the money is on a team's over, like the Vikings. So that one right there, I think the Vikings are 9. You have to take that under. That is especially the fact that it hasn't moved. Please, people, stop taking the Vikings over of 9. I really think Joe loves to hear this. I'm so high on Justin Fields. I just think it's one of those where people are really sleeping on the Bears. They're sleeping on that defense. And after week 2, whenever week Andy Dalton finally throws that fourth interception, they finally put Fields in. I think that's just one of those where people are overvaluing the Vikings because they think of the second best team in that division, where I view the Vikings as the third best team in that division.
Yeah, man, we're on the same page. And I feel like I got to preface it. Like, I'm not being a homer. I rip the Bears as much as anybody, but the win total is 7.5. I think there's a decent chance that Justin Fields comes in week 2 against Cincinnati. It's a soft part of the schedule. They face a bunch of bad defenses in the middle of the season. I don't think that's when they're going to go to Fields, like against teams like Tampa Bay and New Orleans. And I just don't see the separation that a lot of other people see between the Vikings and the Bears. And now that we know Rodgers is going back, Packers, obviously the heavy favorite to win the NFC North. Simon, it's the best number on the Bears is right now. They're plus 500 to win the division.
And I always, especially these rookie of the year things, I try to have people take a step back and figure yourself, what's the most logical thing for these teams? So last year you could get Justin Herbert at this time at, I think it was 20-1 to win rookie of the year. Because everyone was just saying it's Tyrod Taylor's team. He's going to be one starting. And you literally heard it early on where Herbert was just throwing incredible passes in practice. This guy could not miss in practice. But the coach was staying loyal. He was saying, you know what? I promised that we would start this veteran to start the year. We're going to start him. Even if Tyrod started week 1 and that whole thing didn't happen with that team doctor, we still know Herbert was going to come in. He was going to electrify this league. Like, you can't deny talent. And everything we've heard from Fields and the practices, even from spring to right now, is how much smarter he's gotten and how hard he's working. I mean, I know people don't want to hear it because everyone's anti-Watson right now. I love that whole thing about him working out with Watson, because Watson and him, their game is so similar. The fact that he was working out all offseason with him is just, I think for Bears fans, that's huge. I really do see this team that he can come in and run an offense that Nagy wants to run. I'm with you. 7.5, that's so low to me, especially with the 17 game schedule in that division where, I mean, really, are we really going to give them 2 losses to the Vikings and the Lions? I think in the worst case scenario, they go 3-1 against those 2 teams. So for me, I just think that's a lot of value on the over. I like that play 7.5 a lot.
Simon, stay right there. We're going to reconnect to make sure we can get a clearer line there. Simon Hunter from the Action Network and the Favorites podcast. It's Joe Ostrowski, Jim Rodriguez. This is BetQL Daily. J-Rod sitting in for Joe Giglio today. J-Rod, am I being a homer with the Bears? What do you think, man?
No, listen, I get the same thing with my Dodgers. You know, when
you're a Dodgers fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm born and raised, and I'm the only Cuban that came from L.A. So I had to move to Miami because that's the law. You got to live in Miami at one point if you're Cuban. So I'm going through my stretch here. But, no, I'm a big Dodger fan, so I get it all the time, anytime, you know, especially when they're doing well. I think you're spot on. I think I'm curious to see now that Aaron Rodgers is committed to play this season, and an angry Aaron Rodgers. I want to see what that does. I think it's the Packers and everyone else personally, but I think the Bears could make some noise in terms of win total. And listen, we all know in this league more than anything, injuries make a whole season go sideways. So why not? I think the Bears are a lot better. I mean, Matt Nagy 2 years ago was a genius, right?
Yep. He's coach of the year, and – Don't get me started on Cody Parkey, but a lot of people still complain. Still crying about that. Now, Simon Hunter's not someone crying about that because his Eagles ended up winning that game. Let's reconnect with Simon Hunter at Simon Hunter Tan on Twitter, NFL Pro Better. He co-hosts the Favorites podcast. Simon, thanks for being patient with us. We left off with the Bears, and you say that win total of over 7.5 is one of your favorites. If we give you the board, overs, unders, go wherever you'd like. What else?
We can stay in that same division. Definitely an under I've been betting a lot of is the Lions. I think this is just like the team we saw with the Jets last year, and the same thing that we all assumed the Jags would be doing. The Jags, we all thought the Jags would be tanking. They pretty much did. But this is a team that they're looking for their quarterback of the future, and it's one of those where I know their coach is trying to be rowdy and get this team going. But just on paper, there's few teams I've seen as bad as the Lions. They have a good O-line, but then the rest of their team is just terrible. So to me, the over-under of under 5 for the Lions, that feels like it's a chalk play, but it's a smart play because this is a team that's going to be tanking for a quarterback.
Simon, I mean, there's so much to talk about with the Texans, so much to unpack. What do you feel about their win total? Do you think they could sneak up and maybe hit the over on that? I mean, what was it, 4 last time I checked?
I would, but it's one of those where the more I read, the only reason I was going to play was just because I did think at this point maybe there is an outside chance Watson is just going to play. But now – the more people I talk to that especially are involved with the NFL, it seems like it's not that deal at all, that he is going to get suspended for some games. And that's one of those where they're just doing all the diligence right now because they don't want to just jump ahead and do it. Because I think NFL realizes they have, you know, a month here or a month and a half to really get this deal done with Watson. But, man, I'm staying away from that. If I play anything, I'd play the under for the Texans just because, once again, they're a team that they're in rebuild mode. I know that they said they're going to start Tyrod to start the year or something like that, but it's just a team that's built to fail. O'Brien really did a number on that whole team, so I would definitely stay away from playing that over.
Oh, yeah, that is a complete mess down there. With the Action Network, Simon Hunter, he's also an NFL pro bettor. And, Simon, a team that I want to – ask about resides in the NFC West. Everyone agrees this is probably the toughest division in the NFL. And I'm asking because I found it interesting that you keep bringing them up, that some of the sharps that you talk to, some of the wise guys, keep talking about the Rams and how much they love the Rams. But you don't sound sold. What are you hearing about the Rams? And please explain.
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting. That seems like that's the team of a lot of the guys out in Vegas, that they look at the NFC and they say to themselves, okay, you have Tom Brady. He's, you know, 42 years old. You have Aaron Rodgers. He's older, and he keeps failing in NFC championship games. And then you have Russell Wilson, who he really seems like he's great, but that Seattle team just has way too many holes for them to ever win a Super Bowl. So logically, they come to the Rams, which everyone's been talking for years. They're just a quarterback away. And I get what they're saying. They believe in Stafford. I mean, you look at his numbers. But I'm just so hesitant because to me, he seems like he always is a little banged up. Or he just doesn't seem like he can win the big close games. Like, it's one of those things. He's lost for so long in Detroit. It gives me hesitation where it's like, can he just flip that switch? Is McVay really that good that can happen? But I get it. Like, we just went through all those teams. The NFC is very weak at the quarterback position. It's a lot of unknown. So I see why they bet that number down, because there was value in that number where a lot of people view the Rams as the third best team in the NFC.
Simon, let's stick to the other resident of SoFi Stadium, the Chargers. Everybody's high on them. Where do you see the Chargers this year? I mean, you've got a division that's got Mahomes and the Chiefs. You know, I think it's still a little top heavy there. I don't know how much the Raiders are going to be able to contribute this season. Where are the Chargers in terms of a long-term run for you?
And honestly, that's one of the reasons I'm excited about the Chargers, that I love the fact that that's a divisional thing where they see the Chiefs twice. So by the time they see him in the playoffs, that's the third time that defense will be seeing Mahomes. And I do think it's a big deal. If people remember last year, one of Mahomes' worst games of the entire year was against the Chargers defense. I think they end up like scrapping out a win 12-9 or something like that, something really ugly against the Chargers early in the year. So it's one of those where I like the value on this team simply because they had so many injuries last year, and they have a new coaching staff coming in, and we already know what we have in Herbert. It's just one of those mixtures of a team that they're just going to surprise people, because I think a lot of the stuff they're going to be running offense and defense, teams won't be ready for, because it's a whole new coaching staff. So I do think there is really good value on the Chargers coming to the season. And even though they are going to be getting hyped up simply because of everything with Herbert, it's one of those where I do love them. But week one, I will be fading the Chargers and taking Washington week one, because that's just such a trap game. So don't be mistaken, people. I love the Chargers, but week one, I definitely be backing Washington.
So maybe wait until after week one to bet Super Bowl future?
That's not a terrible idea. Even like the first couple weeks, they have some really tough matchups. But I think once they get through that and they start playing their division, they have some easier matchups.
We have about 30 seconds. Herbert MVP, contender or pretender?
Pretender. Do Tua. It's better value.
Oh, man. J-Rod's in Miami, guy. He's saying Tua. Simon Hunter, the Action Network, at Simon Hunter Tan on Twitter. Check out the Favorites podcast. Terrific. As always, we'll check in with Simon as we get closer and closer to the NFL season. Coming up next, J-Rod, we're going to line them up. Go over today's MLB cards. See if there are some bets to be made. That is next. Joe O and J-Rod, keep it locked on BetQL Daily from BetQL.